Well, hey there, everybody. It's June 7th, 2011. I'm Gray Sherrill, and this is Talking Shop. It's going to be a short little piece today, but I got to talk about a dirty word in comics. And I mean, it's not normally word in comics that comes up, but right now, it's the dirtiest of the dirty of the dirty. And that word is reboot. Reboot, as in DC Comics is rebooting. Reboot, as in the DC reboot's coming, nothing matters until it happens. The reboot coming, as in, does that mean all of our characters are being, you know, knocked down, stripped down, taken back years? Reboot is in Dick Grayson is Nightwing again, thus he was never Batman. Reboot is in Barbara Gordon is Batgirl, thus she was never Oracle. None of this makes sense, because none of this is true. Let's be honest, people. This isn't a reboot. I mean, yeah, there's going to be some properties that are going to be getting rebooted here, but for the most part, this is one giant-sized relaunch. Now, what's the difference you're saying? Reboot, relaunch, same deal. Well, I'm actually going to go and bring Marvel into this for a second, because Marvel did a pretty damn good job at one of these a couple years back. By a couple, I mean like 15. You see, they did something called Heroes Reborn. And it was where they canceled Captain America and Iron Man and the Avengers, Fantastic Four, and start all four series again at number one. And these were reboots, because they were in a new universe where everything was different and changed, and the origins were similar but not quite the same. And it was a reboot. It was everything started from scratch. That's what a reboot is. When they relaunched Spider-Man in the late 90s with new number ones after the final chapter, letting John Byrne go ahead and, you know, handle everything, that was a relaunch. It was new number ones of a long of, you know, books that have been going on for decades, and yet it picked up on the same story elements that had been going on in the book before it happened. That's what I'm expecting to see happen with DC. The Batman books are going to follow up on what the Batman books are doing now, just with Bruce in more of a focal position, a.k.a. he's in six books a month that we know about. The Green Lantern line, Geoff Johns, has been kind of clear. It's not getting touched. It's going to stay exactly what it is right now. Maybe some changes are going to slip in there, but for the most part, Hal Jordan is Green Lantern, Guy and John are going to be in the core, and Kyle Rayner is going to be leading the new freaking Guardians. How awesome is that? I'll tell you, that's pretty freaking awesome. And hey, Generation Lost, it ended. And you know what? Justice League International, led by Booster Gold, written by Dan Jurgens. This isn't a reboot, people. This is a relaunch. You know, Superman and Wonder Woman, they might get jumped back to their bare bones basics. You know, we might lose the Superman wedding. And as much as I love Lois, I honestly think Superman would be more interesting single. I mean, I'm sorry, but Superman has needed a big kick in the ass for a long time now, and it's really hard to keep a sustained one going. You know, maybe jumping him back a couple years and, you know, restarting some of his timeline, maybe that's not the best way of handling it, but you know what? It's not the worst either. I mean, he's not being made into electricity and splitting into two people. And, you know, Krypton isn't being, oh wait, that already happened. Superman needs something, and if they want to strip him down to bare bones basics, keep Secret Origin as his origin, and just kind of, you know, build towards the future, I honestly wouldn't complain. I mean, I love Superman, and I read Superman, and I want to enjoy reading Superman, so, yeah. And Wonder Woman, you know, anybody who knows me knows I don't read Wonder Woman. I don't like Wonder Woman. I've never liked Wonder Woman. Brian Azzarello and Cliff Chang? I might give her an issue. I mean, you know, Azzarello, his superhero work, it's left a lot to be desired. I mean, his Superman for Tomorrow with Jim Lee, no good. Very no good. Jim Lee looked pretty. I don't understand the story to this day. I don't think I want to. Then, you know, he and Riso did their Batman arc, you know, years and years ago. You know, Night of Vengeance, the Flashpoint one, that's not their first one. The first one, I think, was called City of Crime. If somebody wants to correct me on that, go for it. I might be wrong. But it was the six issues in Batman immediately following Hush. Wasn't a bad story. But you know what? You can't follow Hush with a six-issue uber-noir arc. Because people are going to be like, what the hell am I reading? And you know what? As a reader at the time, what the hell was I reading? It's... you know, as I would like to see, you know, maybe Wonder Woman is the book where it's like, oh my God, he can do superheroes. And Cliff Chang will draw a very pretty Wonder Woman. Now, I want to say, I'm not going to get into the creative teams here. I'm actually going to do another podcast later on for that. But I just wanted to, you know, focus on that it's not a reboot. I mean, some books might be getting retooled or worked over. I mean, you know, if Superman gets de-aged, yeah, that could be, you know, that could be perceived as a reboot. But at the same time, I don't think they're taking him back like Man of Steel. Man of Steel, now that was a reboot, where all of a sudden Superman never existed and they're putting him back in. Kind of like that with Wonder Woman back then. Kind of like that with Wonder Woman last year. I don't care about Wonder Woman. Keep doing that for all I care. Just erase her all together and replace her in the Trinity with somebody more interesting. I mean, I'm sorry. That was mean. But, you know, apparently this was this whole relaunching deal was a plan that's dated back to around, you know, most of DiDio's tenure. It was supposed to happen during Final Crisis. It didn't. It's happening now. I'm not complaining. Because you know what? If the stories are good, I'll read them. And that's honestly how we should all be. And I think deep down inside, every single person who reads comics, that's what you're thinking. If the story is good, I will read it. And yeah, a lot of us, we're going to be losing books that we love, or, you know, we're going to be separated from plots that we wanted to follow. I, for one, absolutely love Stephanie Brown as Batgirl. Brian Q. Miller's Batgirl, probably my favorite book on the market. Barbara Gordon's Batgirl again. I'm not pleased, but you know what? Gail Simone's writing it. It gets at least one issue from me. That's what this is. I mean, do I think that, you know, she's never going to have been Oracle and she's never going to have been crippled? No. I think she's going to have a miracle cure and they're going to work into the storylines. Because Gail is not the kind of writer to just be like, well, nothing I ever did with her over the past 8 years ever happened, so bye-bye. I don't see that happening. And a lot of people are, you know, they're criticizing, you know, this is a bad idea, this is desperation. I don't think it's desperation. I honestly just think that they're like, you know what? What do we have to lose? It's not even like what do we have to lose, like desperation, what we had to lose. But, you know, why not give it a shot? You know, if it doesn't work, we just take all our books back. We take the big books back to their big numbers. And the little books sit where they are. I mean, there's no real loss here. Because if you've been reading Superman, you're going to keep reading Superman because you like Superman. And if you want to read Grant Morrison, you're going to read Grant Morrison. If you want to read Geoff Johns, you're going to read Geoff Johns. I mean, we're predictable fans. Not to knock on any of us comic book fans, but we're predictable. In that, we're comic book fans, we're superhero fans, because we want to be. Because it's who we are. And you know what? I don't think any of us are going to give up, you know, things that we love just because they're all number one again. I mean, that's not that big of a burn. They could go ahead and give us Ultimatum on the DC Universe, so. Anyway, so I'll keep this short. This has been pretty short. This is Gray Sherl saying this is not a reboot. There is no reason to panic. And I will be back hopefully the next day or two with Jules Gallet, and we're going to be covering these creative teams. Maybe not the full list all at once, but hey, everybody likes a multi-part series. Until then, have a good afternoon, evening, morning, whenever you're listening to this, enjoy yourself.